Welcome to the Focus Today podcast with Perry Atkinson.
Well, welcome to Focus Today. I'm your host, Perry Atkinson, and it's been quite some time, and I've been looking forward to having back with us today Dr. Jerome Corsi. He is an investigative journalist, senior staff writer for several conservative websites, and the author of quite a few New York Times best-selling books. In fact, his latest one is a must-read, The Truth, about energy, global warming, and climate change. And there's a picture of the cover of the book for those of you watching on the Dove TV network. You may want to check that out, The Truth, about energy, global warming, and climate change by Jerome Corsi, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi, good to see you, friend. How are you?
I'm great. It's a real honor and pleasure to be back with you, Perry. I've missed being on the show, and I'm glad to be back.
You're looking good. You've been through so many storms, and you're still upright, taking in oxygen. God bless you, pal.
I'll tell you, it has not been easy, and my faith is what brought me through. There's nothing else that would have done it.
Yeah.
And I can affirm that very, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and if that hadn't been the case, I would have been long gone.
Well, good. Good to see you. You look good. Thank you for your time. Boy, so many things to talk to you about, but I do want to deal with the current thing, and that is the raid on former President Trump's residence. Yesterday, as you probably saw, Attorney General Garland came out and kind of explained what's going on. What's your 30,000-foot view of this?
Well, I think it's disgraceful, and I thought his performance yesterday was equally disgraceful. If the FBI and the Department of Justice are politicized, which they obviously are. I could have, the Mueller investigation wanted to put me in prison and was going to force me to do a plea deal, in which involved I lie before a judge. I'd had to swear before a judge to what they wanted me to swear, basically proving it was Russian collusion. As you recall the story, I mean, this was happening around Thanksgiving in 2018. And my wife and I were, facing, should I take the plea deal? What should we do? It's a horrible situation. It ruined 2 years of our life. But Monica, just sat up in bed this morning. And, that morning in the holiday weekend of Thanksgiving coming up. And she didn't say hello or anything. Just sat right up and looked at me and said, I'd rather visit you in prison the rest of your life than have you not be the man I married. And I said, well, Monica, if you mean that, I'm going to tell Mueller to take a hike. I could not imagine myself. I'd rehearse it, standing in front of a judge, reading this plea that the FBI had written for me, knowing it was a lie. And every time I rehearse it, I get about halfway through and I'd say, Judge, this is nonsense. I'm not going to swear to this. It's a lie. I didn't do this. And when Monica said that, the Monday after the Thanksgiving weekend, I went on the news. One American News brought me on. They broke into their programming. And I announced, without even telling my lawyer, that I was rejecting their plea deal. I said they could put me in prison the rest of my life, and they might have. At my age, they were threatening to bring me before a jury in Washington, D.C. that would have hated me, and I said I would be in prison the rest of my life. That's what basically my lawyer was told. And I said on air, if they want to put me in prison the rest of my life, if the FBI and the Department of Justice are that corrupt, so be it. I'll go to jail, but I will not put my hand up before a judge and lie before God. I won't do that.
Okay. Given that experience and what we heard yesterday is what supposedly is a justification of a raid on a former president's personal residence while they were still performing the request of a subpoena, what am I missing here? Why did they go to this extreme if, in fact, they were working on the problem?
Well, it sounds to me like we might as well just admit that we don't have a justice system in America. I think the best thing to do would be to disband the FBI and the Department of Justice. I've been arguing for many years we need to move this bureaucracy out of Washington. It's godless. It thinks it's ruling the country. It's not empowered in the Constitution to do so. And I think we should also raise the building and get all the demons out of there. I consider this to be satanic. And I've said on air, and I'll say it again, this is a Gestapo. And by the way, far as I can see, Hitler's swastika is still available. The Department of Justice wants to change from red, white, and blue to red, white, and black. I believe they have an option. But that's what they are. It's demonic. And I mean that in the strictest sense of satanic. And my experience over the last 2 years has been that this critical race theory, the Democratic Party has become a neo-Marxist party, and they are happy to worship Satan. I am not. If that's where our government is going, I think we're at a very desperate moment in history when the institutions are lost and the government is now become the enemy of the people. We are in a desperate situation, and I'm not advocating revolution. I'm not advocating people go in the streets. I'm not even advocating protests. I've retired from all active involvement in politics. I'm at a higher level of this now. But quite frankly, I think the only solution, given that we've allowed it to get to this point, is two chronicles. And what I'm urging is, if you ask me what should be done right now, I'm telling people, get out your Bibles and read them. And by the way, read them to your children. And beg forgiveness from God for letting it get this far. We should have been stopping this a long time ago. And everything we're being told by the government, including on climate, that's why I wrote this book, is a lie. We're dealing in an age of disinformation. It's intentional. And this government and the insane globalists, the Bill Gates and the Klaus Schwabs, the World Economic Forum, think that they can enslave us. They even think they can get us to walk into our own enslavement. And if we forget the Bible, if we forget God, we will walk into our own enslavement. I'm saying the only solution here is two chronicles, because we cannot solve this problem. God will, if we acknowledge God and acknowledge our sins in allowing this to happen.
Thank you. Well said. I threw this analogy out, and it's starting to still ruin my mind, so I haven't totally processed this, but as a thought, we were engaged in World War II, but what really codified it was Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. And when Pearl Harbor was attacked, America woke up and stopped everything and went out and defended liberty and freedom. Is it possible what happened in this raid to former President Trump's house is the Pearl Harbor of the inside coup of America that's going to wake us up?
Well, I think it is waking people up. And I think people are energized by it, but they have underestimated what you're dealing with here. Well, Satan doesn't give up. So the Democrats have learned how to manipulate a news cycle. And they're calculating, and so is Garland, that this is a news cycle. So the next big thing that happens, it'll remove it from the news cycle. And a war with Taiwan, no one's going to care about the raid that's going on right now, which is in complete unconstitutional violation of the Fourth Amendment. Of course, the Democrats have no use for the Fourth Amendment. And we're at a point where we're letting our leaders be, we're following people, including on the climate, all these issues. That's next, climate lockdown. That's why I wrote this book. The point is, we're following leaders who will not tell you. They do not know who a woman is, and they think transgenders ought to be teaching the kindergartens. If these are the people we're willing to follow, the country at Sodom and Gomorrah is beyond redemption by human hands. And I don't see that there is an action we can take when the institutions are this controlled by demons. And I mean demons. And we have a president, so-called, I think he's actually in dementia, I'm not sure he knows what he's doing, who has a crime family and a son who, by all indications, should be very seriously investigated for criminal activity. Hillary Clinton, you want to talk about classified information, who had a private server when she was Secretary of State, and I demonstrated that she was giving her emails to her aide, Huma Abedin, who was posting classified emails from the State Department from Hillary Clinton had given her on Huma Abedin was posting them on her Yahoo account, where anybody who had her Yahoo account could read them. And Hillary Clinton was given a pass. In fact, she was allowed to run for president. But Donald Trump, I'm quite convinced that these demons hate Donald Trump to such an extent, they'll find a way to make jaywalking a federal capital crime and they'll imprison him for the rest of his life because he jaywalked.
Okay, a couple other quick questions on this, Dr. Corsi, before I move to your book. The Department of Justice is under the executive branch. So it's not the fourth branch of government, even though it acts like it. It's under the executive branch. So it could be dissolved by just sheer defunding it, right?
Yeah, I actually recommended through writing about it. I was not really in contact with Donald Trump when he was president. We never spoke. But the point was, I was saying, been saying for since 2016, the best thing to do with the entire federal bureaucracy, because, again, they are not constitutionally defined part of the government except through the executive branch. You're correct. But, in fact, they can be, and civil service is hard to fire them. But I would move the Department of Justice to Death Valley and invite everybody to relocate. I would move the Department of Education. I put them at the southernmost tip of the United States where you can fry eggs in the street in the summertime and invite all the employees to enjoy it. I would move the entire federal bureaucracy out of Washington. I would break it into 1,000 pieces, and I would close departments by the entire department in order to fire all the people. This is a complete group of trained in Georgetown. These are Georgetown leftists, and the critical race theory dominates. But then critical race theory is also penetrated into our churches. Our schools are teaching Marxism. I mean, the first book I wrote here, this one on the truth about energy, is a trilogy called The Great Awakening Trilogy. The next book I'm going to write is going to be about, I've got it almost done, it's about this neo-Marxism, the cultural Maoism, the identity politics, the critical race theory, the anarchy. This is demonic. It only destroys. It is, you know, Satan at his best. And, I've always said, and I maintain this, this will probably be my epitaph, but I've said in the end, God always wins. The problem is, the end may not be something we want to go through. The end might be World War III. At the end of that, God will win. God rules this place.
Yeah.
Don't you have any doubt about it. And if it comes to be, we will be in end days because God will not allow this place to be ruled, although Satan believes he will rule it. The basic point was in the temptation of Jesus, when Satan said, you can rule over all this. I own it. I'll give it to you. You can rule. And Jesus basically looked at him and said, what is it to rule this place? This is nothing. And you are nothing. And Jesus said, I have a higher purpose, and it does not involve you. And we must return to that way of thinking.
Do you think that the spiritual DNA of the country is still intact?
No. I think starting in the 1940s, we allowed the Supreme Court to remove God from the schools. I believe that was a carefully planned move. I can show you where the communists have been planning that since Karl Marx was writing the nonsense he was writing. And by the way, Karl Marx hated God. He was not an atheist. He believed in God. He hated God. And Saul Alinsky, who was also a very important influence in the 60s and 70s, he hated God. Marcuse, who was another big thinker of the Frankfurt School, hated God. These people resented that God has the power. They wanted to put Satan and themselves on the throne of God. They wanted to eat the fruit. They believed they could have the knowledge that God had, and that basically they wanted God to be dead. Well, this is where the country, and again, we cannot return to the churches. Is there another institution? And I'm having a hard time finding a church that is not corrupted by this. Even the Catholic Church has a socialist pope and a pedophile priesthood. I mean, this is really, to me, the complete corruption of all of our institutions. And that's why I think that the only solution here, and I'm not recommending rallies, I'm not recommending even Donald Trump running for office. He had his chance. He did not clear the bureaucracy. He appointed Rents Priebus, who is a GOP establishment toady, as his chief of staff, and as one of his first acts in office in 2016-17. When Donald Trump did that, I knew it was finished. Donald Trump should retire and become a Churchill figure. And maybe Mike Pence, whom I'm yet willing to believe is a man of God, might have a better hand on this. But if Trump persists, they will destroy Trump, and we'll have all the demons in the street again. Antifa burning down, Black Lives Matter. The Democrats, these demons will screech through the streets and they will go insane. The Democratic Party has become, I believe, in my opinion, a demonic party.
All right, let me take a quick break. When I want to come back, I do want to deal with this new book is out. It's called The Truth, about energy, global warming, and climate change. There's a picture of the cover of the book by Jerome Corsi. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
We'll be back to this week's interview in just a few seconds. In the meantime, we want to let you know that you can watch this interview, plus many more exclusive interviews that happen this week on the Dove's Daily TV and radio show by visiting our website, thedove.us. And while you're there, sign up for our free daily devotional, The Word for You Today. 3 months of daily readings that will connect you with God's Word. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, and we're so honored to have back with us. It's been quite some time. Dr. Jerome Corsi is back with us, and he's the author of so many best-selling books, and his own personal story is amazing. This man is a frontline warrior, but check out his new book. It's called The Truth, about energy, global warming, and climate change, and there's a picture of the cover of the book. Before I dive into the book, there was an article this morning, Dr. Corsi. I'm kind of shaking my head by this. David Brooks writes in the New York Times this morning that the left may have just reelected Donald Trump. This is the New York Times admitting this.
Well, the people of the country, I think, are waking up. And my point, and this is going to be, as I say, the first of three books in the Great Awakening trilogy. I think it's time for a massive revival in America, coming back to God. And that's our only solution. That's our only salvation here.
Right.
And I know that because I had to deal with these demons head on. I took after 2019, when finally I realized they were not going to indict me. And in fact, I closed down the Mueller investigation because when they couldn't get me to lie about Russian collusion, they were counting that I would have the last piece they needed. When I didn't give it to them, they had nowhere to go. I told them everything they were doing was a lie. They didn't want to hear it. But I took 2 years of my life subsequently. I seriously considered retiring and just pursuing business interests, which I could certainly do amply. But what I've decided to do, it's really not a decision I make. I mean, I wrote this book, as I've written all of these books. This book came on me whole in an instant. I know exactly what all three of these books are. It's just going to take me some time to write them. It's kind of like the passage in Jeremiah where God comes on you like a terrible, mighty one. And God won't let me sleep with these books. I wake up in the middle of the night dreaming the book. The only way I can stop getting it out of my head is to write the book God wants written.
Remember, obedience is better than sacrifice.
There's not much choice when God's after you. You better listen, because it's not going to go away.
Yeah. Let me switch your attention. I don't want to lose the time here. To the book, to your current book, The Truth. As you know, they're moving through the legislature a $700 billion bill. It was being promoted as the inflation fighter, the recession reducer, $700 billion. There isn't one economist in the country that says this does any of that. And yet, when you pull the onion skin back on this bill, $300 billion-plus is for climate change. Why did you write this book?
Well, the Biden administration is giving used car salesmen a good name these days. Mm-hmm. That's one of the most dishonest descriptions of legislation I've ever heard. I wrote this book to show people the lies. And in the time we have, I want to reframe it a little bit. I want people to understand how much they've been lied to, because where the government's going is to say, there's a bad flu, we'll call it COVID, we lock down. They're going to say, we got an emergency, we have to save the planet if we're causing carbon dioxide in the atmosphere because we're burning hydrocarbon fuels. We got to lock the economy down. This is a Malthusian goal. Its aim is to destroy the middle class. Its aim is to deny us the use of hydrocarbon fuels, which are a natural product of the earth. They're not fossil fuels. I demonstrated that in the book. And to scare us into abandoning the most productive economy the world has ever known, intentionally, in order, I think, to reduce the population of the world dramatically, because the Malthusians, I spend three chapters, who started this nonsense of climate change, were basically of the group that was Malthusians thinking there were too many people. And their goal was to reduce the population of the United States by a half or two-thirds, quite frankly. I demonstrate that in the book, chapter and verse, going through their writings, people like Paul Ehrlich, John Holdren, etc. But let me give you a couple of points which I think will start the discussion. The Earth is, let's just say, geological time, not biblical time, but geological. Geologists say 4.6 billion years old. First of all, 80% of the Earth's history, which is until the entire Precambrian period, there was nothing living on the surface of the Earth. It would not support life. All life has been in the last 20%. Okay, so 500 million years ago, when Earth started to have life, there was much more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. In fact, 175 million years ago, there were 7,500 parts per million of carbon dioxide. A million parts in the atmosphere, 7,500 of them were carbon dioxide. Today, there's only 400 parts per million of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Since the industrial age, they say it's doubled. Yes, we're 200 parts per million of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere at the beginning of the industrial revolution. It's a trace element. Its impact as a greenhouse gas is so small, it's barely measurable. In the past 175 million years, the Earth has gone through many cataclysmic changes, and we have today the coolest planet we've ever had and the least carbon dioxide we've ever had. And by the way, greenhouse gases are not evil. The atmosphere exists for, it's like a blanket. There's two things. It does screen out some of the infrared rays coming from the sun. And secondly, it holds some of the infrared rays into the Earth. If it didn't do that, we could either burn up or we could lose all the heat, be a very cold place. The atmosphere is necessary to life on the Earth. And about 70% of all greenhouse gases, 90% of their effectiveness, is water vapor. And I don't see these people wanting to get rid of clouds. They want to get rid of carbon dioxide because hydrocarbon fuels burn carbon dioxide. And if you can convince people that carbon dioxide, which we exhale every breath, and the plants of the Earth absorb as their food, we eliminate hydrocarbon fuels because they're thinking that we are the greatest plague on the Earth, human beings. Even our breath, our exhaling, is killing everyone. That they managed to get us to abandon these fuels for what they know will not be as effective, electric and solar and wind. We had a solar battery that was capable of powering a city. Buy that battery the size of a flashlight battery, you wouldn't need government subsidies. Obama tried these government subsidies with the Solyndra projects and in the 2009 Recovery Act, and three-quarters of the money went to his finance committee members. And the projects all failed. They all went bankrupt because they were not economically viable. They didn't really produce enough reliable or powerful enough energy. By its nature, it has to be stored. It has to use very precious minerals to store it. It's not the most effective. And the sun doesn't shine all the time. The wind doesn't blow all the time. It's a lot of reasons. And they know it. These Malthusian demons who are the environmentalists are very clever. They're the IPCC. But they twist the science So it looks good and even sounds scientific, but it's not the way the climate operates.
Okay, before I run out of time, let me ask you this. This has also divided the science community. It's also divided the meteorological community. And those who believe in this stuff are the loud ones, and those who are still standing for what would be considered the truth have been silenced. It's kind of like doctors on abortion, you know. The medical community was licensed to kill. Do you think we'll see a revival in this stuff?
Again, if people read this book, and by the way, this is not money-making activity for me. I'm going to find a way very quickly, I'm talking to my publisher, to get this book available at a much lower price. I think it's important that it rise in the charts, and because otherwise it'll be ignored entirely. We're being censored. Anyone who, you know, the mainstream media was on NBC, CBS, the whole bunch of them, when they thought I was going to prison. They wanted to cover me going to prison because they wanted to tie me to Donald Trump, and it was all orange man bad. These demons had a plan. The minute that I would not take the plea deal and I was not going to be indicted, I couldn't get, even Fox will not cover this book. And, you know, the only real hope I've got left, and it's where I wanted to be to start, is on Christian broadcasting, because you're getting lies everywhere else. And the lies are cleverly packaged. These are not stupid people. They understand what Hitler understood, that a big lie is easier to convince people of. Throughout history of world, we have fallen for follies. You know, the demons, Satan's in all these women, we need to burn them at the stake. Well, a lot of very good women who somebody didn't like got burned at the stake needlessly. It was a craze. And Charles McKay's book, you know, The Madness of Crowds, and, you know, this is what we're dealing with, this popular delusions. This will pass. They won't be able to maintain these lies for long, but they don't need to maintain them long. They've got control of the federal government, including the Department of Justice. They've got control of the White House. They control the Congress. They control the bureaucracy. They control the media. These critical race theories, the neo-Marxists, are in charge. And we will not easily beat them. The way to bet is that we lose. Now, we've let it go too far. That's why I'm, you know, pleading every time I can. And I know people will saying the Democratic Party is demonic. That's not a political statement. That's a religious judgment on my part. It's where I see their actions. I'm judging them by their fruit. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't see if the purpose of climate change is to get rid of people, and they would prefer that we kill babies before they're born and neglect the old, not let anyone have COVID, lock them down, and not let the families visit these dying people in their last days. These are not acts of God or Christianity.
Your closing comment for us believers.
Well, as long as what you said in your last segment, we don't lose as long as we have God. And God does not require very much. 2 Chronicles doesn't require we do anything except to finally acknowledge God, to realize that we're going to die, to realize that this is not an eternal place. It was not meant to work or be perfect, but we were meant to praise God. If we do that, God will take care of the problem. God can clean this all up in about 20 seconds. And I would prefer that we don't have to wait through World War III, which I think has already started. Hitler started World War II by invading Poland. Russia has now invaded Ukraine. World's standing by, basically. China's taken over Hong Kong. They're on the edge of taking over Taiwan. World War III has begun. The mullahs in Iran have been given the green light to develop nuclear weapons. I've written books since 2005. I've written 3 books. Been to Israel many times and talked to the government. The Israel knows that the moment Iran has a nuclear weapon, we better start rereading Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Because a nuclear attack is coming. And this can all be avoided. But at this point, only if we beg forgiveness, sincerely understanding how we've sinned and letting it get here, and then hand it over to God and get out of the way. God will take care of it.
Thank you, friend. Good to see you. Good to see you healthy. Where can they get the book?
Well, the book is everywhere. The book is available in, you know, BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon.com. The reviews from top scientists are on Amazon.com. You can read them. It's astounding what the top scientists said about this book. They loved it, the credible ones. And it's in bookstores, Barnes & Noble, although I've bought one in my local Barnes & Noble. I had to get them to find it, and then the computer, they had it over the corner behind all the books that we didn't want to sell. So they probably hidden the book somewhere. But you will find copies if you search.
Okay. Good to see you. Can we get you back? Good to see you healthy.
Anytime you ask. God bless. Anytime you ask.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. Good to see you. God bless your friend.
Thank you for listening to this week's Focus Today podcast. And join us next Thursday and every Thursday to catch the latest episode. Remember, you can visit our website to check out all the interviews we did this week on our daily Focus Today TV show at thedove.us. And if you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate us and share it with your friends.